Agus Tandalsi.
Shall we pray?
Siakte Lampo Suguba Uta Telekonzo Ibese Zantrinza.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, to please take the service into your hands.
Kubewe na okulumayo. Kubewe no tintisinshizyo zaban.
That it would be you who speaks, that it would be you who touches the hearts of men. That those who have not yet met with you might meet with you. That even children who have not yet repented might be granted repentance. We ask you, Lord, to work in a marvelous way.
Amen.
Amen.
Luke 15:11. Empeleni kuze kube verse 24.
Till about verse 24.
Kodwa ngeke ngifunde yonke indaba ngoba ngethemba ukuthi iningi lethu liyayazi le ndaba.
I'm not going to read the whole text because most would understand it and would know it. Starting with verse 11, Luke 15.
Why say to Jesus, Umunto tile, why namatota namabili? Engane yawo, yai siti guise, Baba nginige isabelo sefa, esi kondene nami, wawashuga niseli mpasa.
Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. We'll read thus far. I trust that you're familiar with the story and how it continues. This is a very sad story. Jesus related how a certain father had two sons, the older and the younger. Things were fine at home and they lived very comfortably. But after not many days, the younger one said, Father, I want you to give me my inheritance. This is especially tragic for young people to become so foolish.
Ukuba yona encane isuke ikwazi ukucabanga into enkulu kangaka. Ithi ngiyacela ukuthi ife liqondene nami, Baba, ulethe kimi.
That the younger son should have such high thoughts of himself that he demanded from his father his portion of the inheritance. It really does break the heart. Well, we can expect it of the younger son. Because perhaps his brain was also young and inexperienced. The problem is when parents are mistaken in this whole matter. Because very often, you parents, you put your children into the dark, into a dark forest, with not teaching them correctly. Parents, it is no small thing to have children. Somebody asked me yesterday, why are so many children of Christians, why do they go off the track spiritually? I said, well, it's not all of them, for there are those who stay on track and who are upright. But this needs to teach us about how to handle little children, for it is the younger ones who seem to get the satanic influence quicker.
Tina sonke sila sidinga sikhethe. Sikhethe nangu Jesu, nangu Satan.
But this applies to us all.
Nali Zulu, nali Xhoko.
We are also forced to choose between the Lord and Satan, heaven and hell.
It
is heart-sore to see a parent who teaches their child in the wrong way, really leading them into the forest. Resulting in the child choosing that which is destructive, eternal fire. Every parent must be extremely careful for the blood of their children will be required of them. There are some parents who foolishly say, well, the child needs to choose for itself. It needs to decide its own way.
Loko kufana nokuthi ingane ingagezwa uma ingcolile. Umzali asukat, hay, ngisazobona ukuthi ingane izokhipha izokhetha iphi insipho. Nombe ilax, nombe sunlight. Sishiyile enganeni. Ngithi wena mzali, ungakhali uma ingane yakho iye esihogweni. Nawe uzongena kukhona esihogweni kanye nayo.
That is as dumb as a parent saying, I don't want my child to be forced to use soap. Let it decide for itself whether to wash or not and what type of soap it wants, Lux or sunlight. That brings judgment upon you parent, that child ends in hell, you too with it. We're happy. We're happy when we get children, but woe to us if we fail to lead the child in the ways of the Lord. Where did this foolishness begin? It started with the younger son. He went to his father and said, Father, give me what is mine of the portion of my inheritance.
Uyise wasuke wayinika akuthathanga sikhathi ingane yathathifa yaya kwelikude yayochithifa kwelinyizwe elikude.
The father complied, and not many days after that the son left the home and off he was to a distant country.
Ingane yashiya ikhaya, ikhaya elihle, ihleli noyise, ihleli nonina, ihleli nabafowabo, behleli kahle, kodwa ubafike sebesendaweni ebuhlungu.
And the child left a happy home from the comfort and the warmth of the parents, the mother and the father, to leave and abscond to a far country. At home, there was plenty of food and drink, and the child lived under the correction of the parents, but the child then chose to go its own way. God finds no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But if a person deliberately chooses Satan above Christ, well, what can we say then? But if you choose hell, well, then to hell you will go. You'll get what you deserve there where the flame is never quenched.
iBhayibheli lithi uma khona ingane engalaleli engahloniphi abazali, abazali bayithathe bayibophe bayilethe kubapristi babayise kubaholi besizwe iyiswe khona ukuthi nayo ingane engalaleli le ngane inoshiki le ngane ayilaleli abazali.
It is written in the Bible that under the law, a child was to be stoned. If it refused to obey the parents would bring it before the elders of the nation, and the child was to be stoned to death. There was judgment, and there is judgment for you who disobey.
basha lokhu kuyinto esebhayibhelini uma wena uhluleka ugcina abazali bakho ulibalalele abakuthathe bakubophe bakuyise phambi kwezihlalo kwa-Israyeli bekunjalo phambi kwabapristi bese ikhandwe ngamatshe ibulawe.
So listen to this, young people. That was the law, that the child would be brought before the whole Jewish nation, before the elders, the priests of the nation, and it was then to be publicly stoned. You cannot...
Engalaleli umzali uqalekisiwe isiqalekiso sikaNkuluNkulu siphezulu kwakho ikusasa lakho lyoba ikusasa eliqalekisiwe.
You cannot expect blessing if you don't walk in the ways of blessing. Instead, the Bible says that the one who is disobedient to the parents is cursed, and your future is cursed.
Angazi ukuthi ukuthi abasha abaningi kangaka bengayiqondi leyo nto noma ubatshele emehlweni ubatshele ekhaleni kodwa nokho akungena ekhanda kungena la kuphumela kodwa ngelinye ilanga uyokhumbula.
I don't know what it is with so many young people that they hear this, but they don't seem to grasp it. They don't understand it goes in one ear and out the other. But one day, you will remember it.
Wadla nabangani bakhe wahamba wafeba sebenzisidakamizwa kodwa kuthathanga isikhathi kwase kuphela.
So the son then demanded what was due to him for his inheritance, and off he went. And it wasn't long after that he squandered all of this living with profligate living. He then lost everything with his pals, with his friends, and soon he had nothing. And soon he had nothing. And then he needed food, for even food was in short supply. But he knew that he was the one who had left home. He was the one who was cheeky against their parents. I don't know what it is with children who are cheeky, who think they know more than their parents. Some wonder why there are constant troubles in their lives. Why it is that things are going so badly with them? Well, it should be like that with you. For you are the one who didn't walk in obedience. And the Bible says if you want the length of your days to be blessed and long, then you must be obedient and honor your parents.
Ungahlangananga nobunzima.
Even if you think that you are now wiser than your parents and you know more, well, it won't be very long from the time that you think in that way that you will lose everything and you
want.
Think of your mother. Think of how she cared so lovingly for you when you were a child, when you were sick. And now, as soon as she says, do this, and you say, no, I'm grown up, I won't do it, I'm old enough to choose for myself, well, you are hell's fool. And after not many days, you will find yourself in want, diseased, things like AIDS. Even the friends that you had before, all your pals will leave you. They're gone.
Abeko abakutandayo njengabazali bakho, njengomama wakho. Kodwa manje uma esethi awukwenze lokhu noma ukwenze lokhu usunoshika usunamanzi namazwi okumphendula usukhohlwa ukuthi isiqalekiso sikaNkulunkulu siphezu kwakho. Maye kuwe futhi ngoba siyonamathela kuwe.
No one loves you like your parents do. Your mother who loves you so much, and if you refuse to obey, well, then you'll find hell is very close to you. When a child begins to believe that it is being mistreated, it thinks it's being abused, the parents are taking advantage of it, and the child thinks, well, my parents don't understand. No, they do understand. You don't understand. You're the one who is the little
one.
Their desire for you is only good. And you don't see that. You instead choose to go your own way.
Lumpana uma esebonukuti akseku gula akseku lutu sekuindala begugu bigulelozwe kungeko gule.
When the younger son suddenly began to realize, I'm losing everything. Things are now difficult. Trouble has come. Remember,
wakhulisa wakhokhela imali esikoleni ugula wagcina kodwa konke lokhu kuthatha kalula manje akulutho kuwe kuyizeleze kufanele ukuthi siqalekise kaNkulunkulu sibe phezu kwakho singasuki futhi kuwe.
The troubles will soon be upon you. They are close by. You who refused to listen to the very one who loved you, who cared for you, who paid everything for you.
abazali bekufisela okuhle kodwa kube yizeleze.
Parents who desired only good for you, but for you it was worth nothing.
Manje likhona izwi elinqaba la kuLuka.
There's an astonishing word in Luke.
Ngegama lesiGiliki.
Which in the Greek?
Lelo gama lisetshenziswa kabili nje esiGrekini.
Is used just twice in Greek.
Kuthwa lendoda lomfana engesenalutho eyosizwa izingulube efisa ukuthi adle ukudla kwazo.
And used when this boy now had no food and instead desired the food of the pigs.
Wahamba wanamathela endodeni enezingulube ngoba efisa ukuthi adle ukudla kweingulube.
It says that he joined himself to a swine farmer because of his desire to eat the food of the swine.
Kuthiwa wahamba wanamathela kumnini wezingulube.
Says he joined himself.
Wabambelela kuye wanamathela kuye.
He joined himself, clung to the owner of the pigs.
Uyazi ukuthi lelo gama ngesiGreki lithini?
Do you know the word that is used in Greek for that?
Kuthiwa umfana uzoshiya uyise nonina anamathele kumkakhe.
The Bible uses the word when it says a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife.
Ngiyakuzwa lokho.
You hear that?
Ukhingili lokho. Wistabani.
In other words, it implies that there was this homosexuality with this boy. He landed in this homosexual lifestyle. So he got his inheritance, lost it all with his criminal friends, the low life, and then he joined himself to this man. No curse. Greater than that. It is Sodom. It is Sodom and Gomorrah. It is Sodom and Gomorrah. The flames of hell already are licking at the feet of such people.
If you young child are cheeky to your mother or your father, and you don't listen to them, your end may be homosexuality or lesbianism. That's the curse that's going to come upon you.
When umntwana uma uhluleka ukulalela abazali egcineni uzolahlekelwa yikho konke ube nesiqalekiso sobungqingili.
Futhi ngeke usho nje lomlilo ushiswe lomlilo ichibi lomlilo la kungacimi khona umlilo nempethu ingafi kuyoba isikhoko sakho engunaphakade.
There where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched, it is eternal fire.
Nani ngoba awukhethanga izulu wakhetha isikhoko.
Why? Because you, instead of choosing heaven, you deliberately chose hell.
Ngiyanibuza nina mantombazana nani bafana. Nikhethe kuphi kunezulu nesikhoko?
So I ask you, boys and girls, which do you choose, heaven or hell?
Uma ngihlangene nabazali benu, ngiyabadelela noma ngiyabahlonipha.
When you with your parents, do you honor them or do you disrespect them?
Umzali wakho wakuhluphekela uyingane ekuthathe kuyise kadokotela ebusuku ekungcelisa emina hluphe emini nasebusuku ahlupheke ngawe kodwa wena usunoshiki wena usuyakwazi ukumphendula.
Your parents who have suffered for you, who have denied themselves day and night, they've cared for you, but now you are cheeky, you back-chatting them.
Angimangali uma uNkulunkulu uqalekisiwe lo mfana, uqalekisiwe leyo ntombazana engahloniphi abazali.
No wonder the Bible says that such a child, girl or boy, is cursed. Don't be fools.
Noma wena ubona usumkhulu, usuhlaniphile kunomzali. Kodwa ikusasa lakho loba kubi kuwe.
You may think that you're wiser than your parents, but your future will be terrible.
Nathi la eNingizimu Afrika uma singagcini lokho ikusasa lethu liyoba libi, ngeke libe lihle uma sihluleka ukuhlonipha abazali.
The same is true here in South Africa. Our future is bad if as a nation we don't respect our parents.
Angimangali-ke ungagcwala ingculaza uma abantu befa ngezifo ezinhlobonhlobo. Kufanele bazehlisela bona lezi qalekiso.
No wonder that there are these various diseases. No wonder people go out and get AIDS if they bring this curse upon themselves.
Ngaqhubeka uhlakaniphe, uthi uhlakaniphile. Lokhu kuhlakanipha kwakho isigcino siyokuhlanganisa.
You're so full of your own wisdom. Instead, that same cunning of yours will drive you mad. Is it enough what I've said to you? Young people, have you heard, or has it still not connected? If you have heard this, then use this opportunity in the service, remain behind. Confess your sins. Write a letter, apologize to your parents. Ask for forgiveness. I'm ending now. I ask you, what type of child are you? If I go to your parents and I ask, what type of child are you to them? I wonder what they would answer me.
Uma ungenandaba, qhubeka neqalekiso lezo ezizokwehlela zibe phezu kwakho.
If you don't care less, well, continue in your way and these curses will befall you.
Asithoba makhandi.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus,
siyezwa ngalomfana omncane washiya uyise nonina ehamba nefa lakhe kodwa isigcino wagcina engulubeni wagcina ezonweni ezinzima zeSodom neGomora.
Lord, we've heard about this younger son who took all that was his and went to a far country and eventually was living the life of Sodom and Gomorrah. And finally, all was gone. He desired the food of pigs. Lord, work in our midst that everyone would hear. I'd like to still say this. That by the grace of God, it dawned upon this boy. He reminded himself, my father has many servants living so much better than I. I will arise, I will go to my father and mother and say, please forgive me, for I have sinned. I wonder whether you have been to your parent and begged forgiveness and tell them that you have sinned against them and God. But here's what's astonishing. While the boy was afar off, the father recognized him. The father had not gone to the boy in the pigsty. If you go to the pigsty where your child has landed, well, then you become a pig too. The father never went to him. Until the boy had a sudden enlightenment when he realized what he had done, and he came to the father and said, I've sinned against you. Blessed is such a child who has that privilege when it dawns upon him and when he remembers back home. The father and the mother, I will go to my and I will say I've
sinned.
The heart of a parent is indescribable. You can't explain it. The father should have maybe said, yeah, well, that'll teach you a lesson, boy. That has certainly served you right. But the heart of that parent drew him to his son. He embraced him. But the older boy, the older boy was upset at seeing his father being so welcoming to the younger son. His view was, doesn't my father recognize how my brother has abused him and has squandered all that he had on criminals, what type of person he is? Then when this older brother heard the noise of rejoicing, he came back and he asked, what is the sound that I hear of rejoicing? It was told him, your brother has returned. Your father is happy.
Has
slaughtered a fattened calf for him and done so many good things. He was extremely angry. Said, what? Is my father like this? That I've been with him all the time and he's never done this for me, and yet this mischievous fellow gets all this done for him when he comes back? When the father heard this, he went to the older son and said, what is it? Because your younger brother has returned. And the older son complained and said, you've never done anything like this for me, even though I have been with you all the time. You've never rewarded me for my faithfulness. What a predicament for the parents. They had lost the first son. Now they were to lose the second. Oh, how parents can end up in such a predicament. That's why the Bible says,
A person is
troubled when he has a child. And you see, the Bible is true. You may be so glad when you have a baby, when you get a child, but you don't know what awaits you. It might turn your hair gray. If the child rebels against you, it's cheeky. Treats you, parent, like a dog. The older son. Should have understood well. For his father said, your brother was dead, now he's alive. Shouldn't we rejoice? But no, he didn't. Are there some like that? Old Christians who are like this prodigal son?
esikhundleni sokuthi uthokoze noyihlo.
Instead of rejoicing,
uyamthukuthelela. Kukhona abanjalo phakathi kwethu. Uma kukhona kubanjalo abanjalo, ngidiphendukani namhlanje. Phendukani. Nisole, nilahle, nithi hawu Nkosi. Umfowethu ube yisigangi, kodwa nami inhliziyo yami imbi.
Instead of rejoicing with your father, you have a bad attitude. You need to repent. You need to judge yourself for that sin and say that you have an evil heart.
Singaba nombuzo ukuthi wena umfana nomfana omncane noma ufana nalomfana omdala.
We need to ask the question, are you like the younger son or the older one?
Which one are you? Kodwa uyise wahlupheka ngokuzala ingane imbili. Wayithokozela eyizele. Kodwa lapho eseyizele kwaba iziqalekiso zodwa.
This father had been glad to get sons. He rejoiced, but afterwards it was just trouble.
Ungathokozi wena. Vele uthokoze nje uthole ingane. Awazi ukuthi le ngane isazokuphatha ngandlelani.
Don't just be glad when you have a child. You don't know what the future brings with this child.
Mhlawumbe isazokunquma, isazokubulala.
Maybe that child will turn out as a murderer of a parent.
Uyincenge uthi hayi kanje, akube nje. Kodwa ayibulaleli nekhanda layo.
You might beg the child, but the child is rebellious and it has its own mind and goes its own way.
I'll
end
there.
Is this... Is this understandable to you, or has it not penetrated? Do you hear, or don't you?
Uma ingane ingalaleli ilethe emva kwenkonzo, uthi na ingane yami ayilaleli.
If your child does not want to obey, bring the child and say that your child is disobedient.
Sikhale kuNkulunkulu.
We can cry to God.
Ingane yesikhoko le ungasho ukuthi hayi ayikakholwa nothing akukho lokho noma ikholwa noma ingakholwa iBhayibheli likhuluma nathi sonke.
Don't excuse the child and say, well, it's not yet born again and that's why it's like this. Don't look at it in that way at all. The Bible demands obedience of children.
Sengiyaqina lapha ke. Ubusisiwe onendlebe yokuzwa.
And there, blessed is the one
who hears.
Blessed is the one who hears. If you don't hear, well, that's the responsibility is on you. Thank you.